It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday is going to have us jumping around a couple of decades. We'll start with, we were just talking about this and not necessarily the news, the year 2015. And that is when Chris Stapleton first gave us Tennessee Whiskey. And off the news yesterday that it was certified as the first ever country song to hit double diamond. So you got gold records, you got platinum, you got diamond, now double diamond. That's 20 million units sold in one way or another. No other country song has done that. In fact, only two other songs, period, have done that. Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are, and Post Malone's Sunflower. That's it. Which I couldn't sing. I might be able to get you the Bruno Mars one out of my head for a minute.
I'm still reeling with the fact that that song is over 10 years old.
That does bother me as well. Yeah. Mm. But the announcement came yesterday there with the Recording Industry Association of America, calling it a moment that makes history across all genres. Oh, but it started way back before Chris Stapleton started to. By the way, the way it even made it into his set is Stapleton was warming up for the CMA Awards just on rehearsals and was just messing around with it on stage. Said, that's pretty cool. And it really was an impromptu type thing with Justin Timberlake joining him for that appearance. And that's what launched that song. Up to that point, as we said, it had only hit 20 on the charts. So that gave it some life. But originally, it was written back in 1982. And by 83, Dean Dillon and Linda Hargrove, who are the co-writers on that, already saw the several lifetimes and reincarnations of the song. Now, as far as Dean Dillon writing it, according to him, he said, I wrote the song about 35 years ago. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been drinking all night long, and I met a young lady, Linda Hargrove, and we decided to go home together, but not for what everybody thought. Said, I knew Linda's name. She was a songwriter as well, and I had this idea for the song as we sat there drinking and then wanted to write it at her house at 4 o'clock in the morning. Said, I wrote it right there at her kitchen table, and the rest is history. He said, I pitched it to George Strait because, of course, Dean Dillon, you know, they collaborate like nobody else. But George flat out turned it down, said it was too much about alcohol.
Yeah. Clean living.
He said, though, then, well, if that's the case, hey, George Jones, you don't seem to have a problem with alcohol songs. And George Jones is the one that first cut it. And in 1983, took it to number 2. David Allan Coe would also do his version a year later, and then in 85 at a Farm Aid, they'd team up and perform it live on stage. But the Possum would keep it in his playlist for the rest of his career. So, it starts.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room with a Possum.